This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstein. Most students at Gallaudet University, the nation's liberal arts college for the deaf, were celebrating last night. The school's board of trustees bowed to pressure and reversed its choice of a controversial administrator to be the school's next president. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has more.
Word spread quickly across campus. Students got the news by email and by checking the websites of deaf bloggers. Then they gathered on campus where they popped open bottles of champagne and greeted members of the Board of Trustees.
Hello, my name is Lloyd O'Gort.
A sign language interpreter speaks.
I'm from North Carolina, and I'm a board member.
Until this moment, the board had been the target of anger, not cheers. The protest started last May, the very moment the board announced Jane Fernandez as its choice to be Gallaudet's next president. Fernandez is a deaf woman with 11 years' experience as an administrator. But her style and some of her decisions had made her very unpopular with students and faculty. Protesters had blocked every gate to campus for 3 days earlier this month. Administrators responded by ordering arrests of 133 demonstrators. But the protests only grew and got angrier. Harvey Goodstein is another board member. He signed as an interpreter spoke.
Everybody is hurt. Everybody's hurting. The board members were hurt. Students are hurting. Faculty, staff is hurting. So we're really looking forward to some positive healing process to happen, and I think this is what's to come.
The Board of Trustees met in a day-long emergency session. Some felt they'd chosen the best candidate last May, and to back off now would undermine the board's authority. But in the end, the trustees decided the only way to end the crisis was to start the presidential search all over. Jim Petrusich is a graduate student. He rushed to campus to celebrate, where students had pitched tents and blocked the main gates for more than 3 weeks.
Gallaudet University is just more than a university. It's a cultural center. So we need a leader for both university and the cultural center. So that's what we're going to get.
The president of Gallaudet is seen as a kind of ambassador to the hearing world, and students like Petrusich didn't want Fernandez in that role. Many didn't trust her because she grew up reading lips and speaking before she learned American Sign Language, and often when she spoke to hearing people, she used her own voice. Last night, Fernandez expressed deep regret. She said, "I love Gallaudet University, and I believe I could have made a significant contribution to its future." Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.